Has a child ever told you no or you're stupid in response to a request or command? Have you found yourself arguing with the child over rules all the time? I am sure that we've all had this happen. This happens a lot. How does this affect home life or the classroom? In families, this can cause fighting. In school, this can cause chaos. It is important to be able to tell when oppositional behavior is normal and when it happens enough to cause problems in home, school, or the community environment. When bad behavior causes problems, the child could have oppositional defiant disorder. Keep in mind, children are more defiant during the toddler and adolescent years. Some children, however, have a more serious problem, oppositional defiant disorder. From this point on, we will call it ODD. Let's explore ODD now. ODD is when a child does not listen to adults, is hostile, and negative all the time. The problem behavior has to happen for at least 6 months. A child has oppositional defiant disorder when 4 out of 8 symptoms are present. The 8 symptoms are fighting, getting mad often, not listening, annoying others, blaming others, being easily annoyed, angry, and being spiteful. This disorder can affect many children. As many as 2 to 16 children out of 100 could have oppositional defiant disorder. This may not seem like a lot, but if you have a child at home or in school with ODD, it is. It is important that parents and teachers watch for it, since ODD can cause many problems. This behavior has to cause major problems in school or at home. Being bad for a day or two does not count. It has to happen a lot. It also must cause major problems to the child's life. As parents, you have to decide when to seek help. If your child is having problems at home, such as fighting with you or siblings, and it is disrupting family life, then it may be a good idea to seek help. The child may not have problems at school, which is common in ODD. Parents are important. Parents can be a good influence at home. The best way for parents to help is to make rules. Reacting positively to the child also helps. Instead of yelling right away, take a step back. Talk about the problem with a spouse or other caregiver. Think about what you want to say. After talking about the problem, then involve the child. It is important to remind parents that having a child with ODD will not necessarily lead to other problems. Only a small number of ODD cases turn into conduct disorder. Getting the right help is vital. It is important to remember ODD does not have to be the end of the world. Symptoms last about 6 years. In 7 out of 10 people, symptoms were gone by the age of 18. Most symptoms go away after 3 years with the illness. It is good to remember that help is out there. Behavior parents and teachers can watch for in preschool age males is constant activity. Males will get ODD more before puberty. After puberty, the same amount of boys and girls can have ODD. School-age children show behaviors such as swearing, substance abuse, low self-esteem, and low frustration tolerance. There may be ways to prevent ODD. One of the first ways to help preschool children is for them to take part in a program like Head Start. Children who are in programs like this could have fewer problems in the future. Letting children practice playing with peers helps them solve conflict. Home visitation might also reduce the risk of ODD. Families with children that are at high risk can get home visitation. For school-age children, one of the best prevention measures in the home are parent management strategies. Parents who use this technique have fewer problems with ODD. Other prevention strategies include social skills training, conflict resolution, and anger management. Some of these interventions would be easy to include in a classroom for all students. Working on these skills in a classroom would help everyone. Ways to stop ODD in adolescents are available too. These include changing the way one thinks, skills training, career training, and preparing the adolescent for school tasks. It is important for adolescents not to disrupt an entire classroom. Preparing adolescents for possible jobs or college is also important. The adolescent who may have ODD will still have to work. Symptoms of this disorder will put you at a disadvantage later in life. There is risk of developing problems such as drug and alcohol abuse. It is vitally important to help them train for future job skills. The school can start programs for students at risk. Programs that help are aimed at bullying and peer group influences. The school is not solely responsible for implementing programs to help children. They should play a role in helping children who may need it, though. Children spend most of their time in school, so we should be able to support them wherever they are. Having professionals and teachers who are supportive of families is one way of helping children who have ODD. A way that parents can cope is to find support. Having supportive friends and family will help. It will help to talk to someone. One support that may help is to find other parents. This will allow parents to share feelings. It can also be a great resource. Just by talking to someone who has been there, the parent could get new ideas. In addition, talking to someone who has a child with ODD will make the parent feel understood. Families affected by ODD are often under a lot of stress and may argue with each other. Families who experience fighting between parents can have problems changing their patterns. It is important to support these families and show them how to change. Families can be involved in therapy as much as the child with ODD can. In fact, it may be a good idea for families to be involved in therapy with the child. It is crucial to understand that everyone in the family plays a role. Remembering not to place blame on one person is the best way to help a family deal with the situation. It may be easy for one parent to blame the other. Parents with a history of mood disorder, ODD, conduct disorder, ADHD, antisocial personality disorder, or substance-related disorder are more likely to have a child with ODD. We have to remember that helping children and families is what should be important. Placing blame will not help. ODD can be a source of conflict and anger in families. Having a child with ODD places more strain on parents. The good news is that families can get help before and after ODD. It is not the end of the world. There are things parents and children can do. Families can handle ODD and be even stronger because of it. The material included in this podcast came from several sources. They are American Academy of Children and Adolescent Psychiatry website, American Psychiatric Association 2000 Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, Mental Health, a report of the Surgeon General website, Nock, Kasdan, Hirabi, and Kessler 2007 Lifetime Prevalence, Correlates, and Persistence of Oppositional Defiant Disorder, results from the National Comorbidity Survey Replication, Steiner and Ramsing 2007 Practice Parameter for the Assessment and Treatment of Children and Adolescents with Oppositional Defiant Disorder.